Prime Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans. Producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows. Interviewing celebrities and showrunners. And bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Hello, AfterBuzzers, and welcome to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills after show here on AfterBuzz TV. Hampton's 90210 is the name of the episode, and we have a full panel here to break it all down for you. It's great to be back.
I'm so glad to be back.
And I want to say a quick thank you to the various tweeters that follow us that have tweeted me and said that they missed my perspective. Thank you. That's very kind of you. It's really sweet. And I'm glad to be back myself. So, hello.
We need you here, baby. We need you here.
And thanks for everyone with all the downloads. We keep being in the top 50 for the TV and film category. So we're so happy about that. And thank you guys so much.
That's great. It makes me get up early on Wednesday morning because the earlier I look, the higher up we are. I've seen a peak of 36, so thank you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was away when that news broke, and I was like, oh, that was a little Christmas bonus, if you will. You know what I mean? So, great. All right, let's introduce ourselves.
Well, hey, everybody. My name is Christy Olson, and you guys can all tweet me and tell me how much you like my perspective at Christy Reports.
Hey guys, it's Megan Stecker, and if I look shiny, sorry, I've been wearing this makeup since about 6:30 this morning. You guys can tweet me at Megan Stecker, it's MeganStecher.
Fern Rone here, Happy New Year, and you can find me on Twitter at Fern Rone, R-O-N-A-Y.
Nice. All right, let's get into the show. There's so much to say. I have so many different things I want to agree with you on. I watched last week's episode where you guys were going about LVP, and Megan, I was with you 100% with all that. I have to just say, because I've been gone for a minute, and I have to just, give my quick thoughts. Those swans put me over the edge. I can't. I'm telling you, really, that it almost ruined my whole trip, my Real Housewives. But, it was just too much for me. She is really obnoxious with it all now. I feel like with her, I've seen the lifestyle play out. I'm just tired of it. I'm tired of everything that she... It's like a lot of... I don't want to say they're stunts, but it's like we've seen it. The sex monster, the gay swans, the little ponies, or whatever they got. It's just, kind of tired to me. I'm over it.
I'll
give it to you.
Yeah, I'm over her bitchiness. I think that, I don't know if she loves playing this evil queen role, or if they're handing it to her and saying, you can only stay in the show if you fulfill this role for us. Mm. But I'm tired of it.
Yeah. I've never, let her bother me until recently, and now I'm just kind of officially off. I can't defend anymore.
I came for her all last season, and I will continue this season. Hi, Lisa. Giving you a bit of a Mickey. That's what she said on the red carpet, right? When I interviewed her, she's like, do you give us a bit of a Mickey? Something like that.
Well, we're giving it to
you. Yeah, yes.
I think I'd be insulted if I knew what that meant.
I'm going to give it to you all night long, Lisa.
Well, like many episodes, tonight's episode revolved around Lisa Vanderpump, of course. And she had the Bella magazine cover where she had a fancy pair of shades and was... whatever. I'm not, knocking her for getting a gig, but...
Those shades were granny chic.
Yes.
If she were 90, I can't.
There was little much. Maybe they were more Euro than American. What do you think?
I actually thought they were adorable, but they reminded me something that an 80 to 90 year old woman would wear, Golden Girl style, not like Lisa Vanderpump.
Yeah. All right, let's talk about the Hamptons. They're getting ready to go. Eileen's in trouble for buying a $500 dress next. I mean, what's going on? You know what I mean?
No, last week they were talking about money, and $600 was a lot. That he had won $600, and they were making a big deal out of it. And I was $600, I mean, it's an awful lot of money to me, but I was like, oh, that's a lot of money to him. So I was surprised to hear him be like, well, now that it's money you spent, now it's too much.
I thought this was a poignant scene, because we're definitely setting them up to have major marriage drama. I think that the way that they treat each other is not respectable. They say terrible things to each other. And he obviously has a gambling problem. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I thought it was a weird scene because my notes are weird, tension resolved. Because at the end, they resolved it. And I was like, it was such a nothing scene. Like, next.
That's
no,
how
it's
I
not. No. Mm-hmm. People get divorced over money. Like, that is what causes the most fights and divorces. And if they're fighting over money and they're speaking to each other, when he said, you're stupid, shut up, or whatever, 2 weeks ago, mm-hmm. like, it's not okay. He's doing that on camera. God knows what he's saying not on camera.
Oh, that's a good point.
They're not happy.
That is a good
point. Go ahead.
But this scene, it felt like they were joking. Like, that scene from when he told her to shut up, I thought was real, and I thought it was wrong. But this scene just felt like they were joking. And then
like married people bickering.
Yeah, yeah. And it was resolved.
I don't know.
But I do think there is more. I agree with that prediction.
I see a storm brewing in my crystal ball. No. I think the scene spoke volumes. I seem to be the only one, but I'm like, oh my God, oh my God.
And you're meteorologist Megan Stecker.
The storm will be here Thursday.
In your defense, though, I mean, looking back at vintage Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with Adrienne and the little digs she would give with her husband, a little back and forth, we now know that they're
and
not together.
And she would cover it up by saying, that's how we communicate. Like, no. Mm-hmm. You guys hated each other.
So perhaps we'll have to keep watching to find out. I don't know.
Your number, Eileen, in Vince.
Maybe it's the producers still trying to create a story for Eileen.
Yes, I think so.
I am
all right. Really, though,
Christy? She could use one.
I'm
sweating, you guys.
So Erica and Tom went to lunch at the Palm, and he kind of left her by herself. We're learning more about their relationship, but don't leave me at a table alone. I'm not good with that.
You got very upset when he walked out. You were like, oh, no, I would not sit there alone. Oh,
it's all the abandonment issues. Tell me, really, I'm not good with that.
And a lot of ladies wouldn't sit by themselves in Beverly Hills at a restaurant out of fear of being taken for a prostitute. But aside from that, I just thought it was like kind of cool. Of her to be like, I'm gonna sit here and eat my cake and I'm gonna be alone and I'm gonna also eat cake and that's okay. And I was just more of like this cool Erica-ness that I'm totally loving.
Yeah.
Oh, I love her more and more every week, but I thought more marriage drama. I thought the way that they're very like sterile with each other was weird. And I don't know if they're still uncomfortable being on camera together.
Yeah, that's what I think it is.
But the fact that they didn't even do a peck on the lips or a peck on the cheek or anything to say goodbye was very awkward to me. I'm like, okay, so is this like the sham marriage? Like she's a trophy wife so that she can have whatever she wants and he's got the trophy wife so he can look good and have a, you know, someone to go to dinner with. Like, I don't get it, but I don't want that to be the case. I think that they're just feeling awkward on camera right now.
I think
it's very awkward. It was like the first episode of this season when they were walking through the garden and I was like, so uncomfortable. It's so obvious that they're uncomfortable with the camera. So it was such an awkward. Yeah, I agree. It was awkward. But I feel like we've seen them at other points be really comfortable with each other. I don't know I can't tell what the.
Maybe he's just. He doesn't know how to be himself and relax on camera. He's a lawyer. Like, I wouldn't know how to do that either, I don't think.
For sure. And this is another one of those situations where he's doing it for her.
Yeah.
He didn't want to have to take time out of his day, probably, to go meet her for lunch and do this whole on camera thing.
Right.
But he did. And I think that they've got a really legit thing going on. And by the end of the season, I'm sure we'll see a very different dynamic between the two of them just because they will be comfortable on camera.
Okay. And I do love her. I wouldn't have minded being alone. Like, that wouldn't bother me at all. We have our phones. We have entertainment.
I would have stayed for chocolate
cake. All right, go to work. Like, work is important. Go make money. And, she's independent and happy with herself and comfortable. I'm loving her.
I haven't really been able to talk about her because they didn't really introduce her yet when I was around over here a month ago. But, I think it's good casting. Mm-hmm. God knows we need some fresh blood on the show to build new relationships. And also, going back to what I was talking about earlier with Lisa Vanderpump, I mean, I feel like we've kind of, seen her lifestyle play out. We know all about the restaurants. With this one, now it's like a whole new world that we can learn about in this, within the lifestyle of Beverly Hills and all that. So I'm really happy with her, and I think we could use another one.
And she has two planes.
Yeah.
She's so major.
Guys, one of them is small.
This
just for regional travel.
I turned to you guys and I was like, she has the biggest diamond. Like, she should be in the center with the center diamond because, oh my God, two planes? Like, she is such in a different echelon than all of the rest of them. I don't know, maybe Yolanda and David are the closest as far as, like, wealth and, I don't know,
stature.
I mean, Lisa doesn't have one plane, right?
It was funny when Lisa was like, your plane? She's so jealous and so measuring.
So jealous.
It is a little measury, yes. And then, of course, Erica called her diva, and that she went ran with that. She loved that. That's she just how loved she is. Being called diva.
It's like she says 20 mean comments to someone, and they say one back. And maybe they're not even trying to be mean, but they're letting her know, I know what you're up to.
Mm-hmm.
And she just she won't give it up. That's how she's always been with Kyle. It's all her beef with Kyle is like, you said this one thing, and she never gives it up.
Yeah.
I can't with her. I can't shut up about her tonight.
I feel like I should defend her. In her defense, she barely knows her, and she's calling her a diva, and then she calls her gorgeous. Like, don't give me pet names if we're still getting to know each other. I think that's weird. I always think that's uncomfortable.
But she said many rude things to her last week.
Yeah.
I thought it was cool that Erica had the gall to call her in the first place.
Yeah.
You know, because Lisa was a bit standoffish with her last week, and she didn't have to, like, reach out in the way that she did and say, hey, you know, I can't come to the party or whatever, but I'm going to come. And, you know, I was like, hey, get it, girl. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Stand up to LVP.
Yes,
That's how she will earn her respect, I think.
That's true.
You know what? Yeah, I agree with you. Well, Lisa Rinna was getting ready for the Hamptons by going over to QVC.
Mm-hmm.
And she had a bunch of stuff that she was selling, sweaters and things like that. And our very own Megan Stecker has an inside look into what it is like to be at QVC.
I can't believe I'm a resident QVC expert. This is so weird. as Lisa is there with her own line, selling her own things, I used to be a freelancer at QVC, and I would do what Lisa did, only it wasn't my own product. I was either representing a product someone had invented and they couldn't make it themselves, or they didn't want to travel all the way from where they lived, so they would have me stand in for them. Or it was, you know, a one-time thing. I'm just filling it. So I'm called the product expert. So Lisa Rinna is just the product expert of her own product. Mm-hmm. So that's what she's appearing as. And she's on air with someone who is a full-time host at QVC and paid by QVC. So the crazy thing was, is I'm looking at the green rooms she's in and the salon and the common area she was sitting in with Isaac Mizrahi, and I'm like, oh my God, nothing's changed. Like, this is where you come to the front desk to check in and you sign in and they tell you exactly what time you're on, like to the minute. And it's always a weird time. You're like, you're gonna be at 4:02 a.m. and your host is gonna be so and so, and they'll come meet with you about 2 a.m. And the weird thing where I did call her out was she said, Dennis Basso and I share a dressing room. That's BS. There are about 3 or 4 private dressing/green rooms that they give to the celebs. So somebody like Lisa Rinna would be assigned her own room that has like a couch and a computer and a makeup stand. Whatever she wants to do in there, she's all set. And she can lock herself in there all day if she's there for multiple airings. They wouldn't put her in a room with another big name and tell her she had to share it. Mm. And they're not really a dressing room. They're like a green room to hang out. So that whole thing was weird. And if she was referring to the room that they were talking in, that's BS. They were in the salon. That's not a dressing room. That's a salon where everyone goes to get makeup. The models get their makeup done there. The hosts get their makeup done in there. And the guests get their makeup done in there. So guests/product experts. So FYI, people, that's the real skinny on what goes down at the queue. And it is in the middle of nowhere, Pennsylvania, just like she said.
I like it. What a good inside look.
I know.
And they referenced, Rinna kept bringing up, is she buying? Is she doing this? That's another term they use.
So this is the creepy thing about QVC is all about the numbers, the numbers, the numbers. And if your product doesn't sell what the dollar amount they want you to sell in your time slot, you're out of there. You're booted. So a lot of products don't even make it a second time. It's hard enough to get your product in the door and get it sold there, but a lot of products don't get sold a second time. So that's why the celebrity products do so well right now in this age of like celebrity hysteria. People want to buy it because it looks good on the celeb. The celeb's name is on it. They think it's going to be great when they get it home, and they're going to feel great and look that great in it too. So the host will talk to you a lot about she and her, and they're talking so specifically about the woman, the middle-aged woman sitting home in the Midwest. They'll always tell you, it's a middle-aged woman sitting home in the Midwest, and she wants to buy, you know, you got to cater to her and talk to her. And that's why Lisa's like, I named her Shirley. She's Shirley sitting home in the Midwest, you know, buying off the QVC. And they just know their numbers. They know their customer. They have so much information on the women that are buying constantly off QVC, and they're trying to sell to her. So that's what all that weirdness meant. It's so weird. The first time I had a host say that to me, they're like, you just have to talk directly to her. And I'm like, what? Who's her? And that's what that weirdness is.
Nice. Hmm. Oh, I like this perspective.
So much.
Is Juliana's line of QVC?
HSN.
HSN, okay.
Oh. I know, I was just going to say, I do have her jacket right over there. that would be HSN.
Cute, the black leather jacket.
And yeah, LVP at QVC.
Oh my God.
So she was in my class. So you have to take, before you ever appear on air, they give you a class and it's a lot about like, legally you can't say this or do that and da-da-da and don't do this and do that and this is what you should let the host say and da-da-da-da. And then you go rehearse a couple times just to make sure you got your sea legs. You don't want to go onto live television and deer in headlights. So Lisa was there with one of her cooking/lifestyle/how-to-host-a-party books years ago, and we were in the class together, and she was every bit LVP.
And she wouldn't carry her own bags, right? Or she wouldn't take the stairs.
Oh, yeah, we were supposed to walk down the stairs to the studio, and she's like, I can't possibly carry this suitcase down the stairs with me. It's like, okay. So she went and got herself lost in the building trying to find an elevator.
Oh, people create all their own problems. I mean,
exactly.
You've had her number from the beginning.
I have.
Yeah.
I have.
Well, I think we should do maybe a little bit for her. Maybe you can defend her a little more. I feel like we're being kind of biased
to you
one way. Yeah, but I mean, this is how I feel. I mean, I was irritated.
I don't know. She makes me laugh. She still makes me laugh, but I get being tired of the shtick. Like she needs a new storyline.
Mm-hmm.
She really does. Something needs to happen in her life to get beyond. We've seen Inside Her House.
Kevin
All
Lee,
of our curiosity is solved. We know who the dog is. It's like enough.
Yeah.
We need a new storyline.
I think she's not willing to give us more. I love her. I always have loved her. I think I always will. But I, too, am just getting a little tired of seeing the same thing. And I think what it is maybe it's not that she doesn't have problems going on in her life, because we know that she does, but she's not willing to share them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was a little juicy thing about Max and his adoption member last season, but that is literally the only personal thing we've gotten from her in years.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of my problem is that you can't put your life out there to try to be a public figure and try to be a reality star without really putting it out there.
Well, I think that's why she's playing this character of the mean girl now, to try to spice it up. It's not working for me.
Mm-hmm. You know, I got such an interesting, cute little image last week. It was a picture of Hanky swimming, and it said, Hanky accused of Munchausen syndrome for being sick.
That's great.
And they had, like, a picture of Lisa Vanderpump, like, crying in the corner. It was, like, a fake Radar Online thing. It was cute.
Oh, my God.
Thank you, Evan, for sending that to me.
Aww.
Yeah. So I got a good kick out of that. Meanwhile, at the Bella New York magazine party, there's this, you know, this posh hotel. It looks beautiful to me. It looked fun. And none of the ladies like it. I would love it. I mean, you know, I'm a lot younger, I guess, than they are, but I thought it was, like, really neat. But, you know, they couldn't sleep. They took the red eye. There was a lot of complaining.
There was no room service, Grant.
No room service.
No.
Son of a bitch. So, I mean, yeah, so they had to, and like, that Mauricio was like, let's get a house. And it was furnished, beautiful, just enough bedrooms. And there was a town car ready to take them there. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Suspicious.
Why did they just change rooms?
I think Lisa just looked up the hotel probably on the way there, and she was like, oh, hell no. she had the house. No. I'm sorry. Kyle.
Oh,
Kyle probably didn't. Right. She's like, oh, no, this is not happening. Line up the house for me now, and I'll pretend to go to the hotel and hate it, and I'll be there for like 20 minutes, and then I'll be on my way.
Yes.
The sad thing is the hotel did look very nice. It's just that they're hosting like a DJ by the pool party. And they were all so irritated after getting off the red eye. That just was not going to work for them.
I feel bad for the hotel because they didn't really do anything wrong.
Well, they probably got more publicity this way, though, right?
Yeah.
Maybe.
So you're on LVP's side.
Well, I mean, I'm like the establishment, if that's what they're doing, if they host pool parties, that's what it is.
I felt bad for Lisa because she arrives and none of her friends are there and she can't leave because that would look terrible. Yeah, it was awkward.
Well, and just the idea that this had been set up for Lisa and all of her friends to come to the party.
Yes.
When I can't remember even who it was who checked in and was like, oh, you don't need my credit card? Maybe that was Lisa. But it was because the magazine was taking care of everything for you.
Exactly.
So to me, it was just sort of like, how rude and uppity do you really have to be?
Mm-hmm.
You can't at least stay the day. You're already woken up or whatever it is.
True.
I understand Kyle's had a rough week. But, like, you were already woken up. Stay there till Lisa gets there at 5:20 or whatever the heck it was.
Mm-hmm.
And go to the party and then go sleep at another hotel or whatever you need to do.
Yeah.
Like, they didn't have to flee the hotel. It couldn't have been that bad.
Or just say to her face, wait till she gets there and say to her face, we can't stay here.
Right.
Because
the way they handled it was so rude.
Right. Mm-hmm. The fact that she got that little sad note upon checking in was a little sad. No, yeah. They didn't handle it in the right way, for sure.
See, I would have just stuck it out. I would have just been like a team player, like, that's what we're doing, that's it. What would you do?
Mm-hmm, I'm with you.
Yeah, I think I would have put a pillow over my head and tried to take a nap until Lisa got there and been like, look, we've made plans elsewhere. We're after the cocktail party, we're going to go home to this fabulous house we rented. There's a big pool party with lots of bass. I can't sleep. Why don't you come with us? I think it'll wake you up, you and Ken, up too early, too. Why don't you, you know, we've got plenty of bedrooms.
That would have been the way to handle it. Yeah, exactly.
Well, Kyle's used to these whirlwind luxury vacations on yachts and hotels. I mean, this is like, you know, looking a little slim to her, I bet. What do you think? I know you have an opinion.
No, but that's what it was. It was very like, how dare you expect me to stay at this boutique hotel with no room service and, you know, I'm too close to the pool and whatever. It's just like, get over yourself for like 2 seconds. I get that she had a bad week. I was like prepared to like give her a little bit of slack this week. But the lying. The lying. But we'll get to that.
Ooh, the lying.
Quitting. The quitting and the lying. I can't handle it.
Oh, man.
I know. I'm sorry.
A little tease. Okay. let's turn our attention to Yolanda, who had her a ruptured breast implant, two of them removed. In a very graphic scene. If you watch Botched, that's nothing, but it was kind of a lot to look at. And of course, it was just kind of odd to watch the back and forth with her and David, the interactions, the comments in the car, the wedding ring that came up. Because, you know, we all know how it ends. Did you find those scenes kind of a little off center?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we're looking for things.
Right. And right? She said she's the toothless, boobless, brainless wonder. He said, yeah, exactly who I married. We all were like,
yeah.
It was so weird and prophetic.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the grabbing the boob and making her cry, ooh. I just broke my heart. Broke my heart.
That's so odd. And now last week, you guys mentioned that they're not on speaking terms.
Mm-hmm.
So it makes it even more awkward when she, like, I felt bad. Like, she, like, needed him the minute she came out of surgery. And, you know, it's tough when you're so in love with someone and then it's done, and if she had to go under it for something else, she'd wake up and realize that there's no one there. I mean, she really, really depended on that man, so.
Which I'm starting to fault her a little bit with. Mm-hmm. And you kind of touched on this last week, saying that your friend's opinion was that, too, that she was just too in love with him. And when she said, I haven't taken this ring off since David put it on my finger, it's like, girl, don't your hands need lotion sometimes?
Mm-hmm.
Or like, what, really? Like, really?
When someone seems to be grabbing onto something so tight, that's when you're like, whoa, trouble in the water?
Mm-hmm.
You know? And she's like, you can't take my wedding ring off for this surgery. It's like, wait, can't your husband put it in his pocket for, you know?
And then
like,
put it back on your finger, as he did. He's make it a thing. It'll be fun.
Yeah. If you're really secure in your marriage,
that's so odd.
Things
to me.
Don't mean anything.
Because hasn't she been through dozens of MRIs and all that stuff, you know, with her brain activity? Mm-hmm. And I mean, you can't have anything when you go into an MRI machine.
Well, yeah.
Because it's a huge magnet.
Yeah.
So that's odd to me.
And just the, oh, I need him along and I need him right next to me. I understand that he's your husband and this is a major medical thing, but she talks now so much about being a strong woman and surviving on her own and all that. And I think she could have pulled a little bit of that out for herself during the time when she was sick and was still with David. Maybe there would have been less stress on the relationship and on him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you think she was...
I think she maybe put too much on him by being so all about him.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe she pushed him away a little bit. I don't know. I'm not in their marriage, but it could be. I mean, you know, they've had a very unique experience. Only being married for, 3 years?
They were together for like 9.
Yeah,
but a marriage and then going through all of that, as soon as you get married, you know, going through all that sickness, it changes the dynamic entirely. I mean, you didn't go into a marriage expecting that, you know.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. Anyway, let's talk more about the Hamptons. What else can we say? Lisa arrived, all in white, the dog, we saw the magazine cover. She told Kyle she hated her, but she really doesn't. What else happened at that party, ladies?
Oh, Kyle. So they had the conversation by the pool, and the girls kept bringing up Kim to Kyle.
Right.
And pissed Kyle off.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait, should I just repeat something we just said already?
No, but
sorry, I'm losing. I'm so tired.
No, no, no. Let's talk about Kim, though, because I figured we'd lump all of crazy Kim together at once. But I remember when this broke, and I remember reading. This was short after we wrapped our season last year here at AfterBuzz.
And we were like, dang it!
Yeah. Yep.
I know. What timing, Kim? What timing?
So this is after she already kicked the police at the Beverly Hills Hotel, mm-hmm. after 3 months of rehab and Dr. Phil, and that's suffering enough. And then, so now she stole $600 worth of toys from Target, not far from the AfterBuzz studio, actually.
Mm-hmm. Oh, mm-hmm. Which location?
I'll tell you after the show. I don't want to give away anything.
Okay.
But, yeah, just for safety purposes, I guess.
Oh, gotcha.
I don't want to be responsible for anything. Gotcha. But, yeah, I mean, and then I love how Ken was trying to justify, well, the only one in the family is Portia. And I'm like, no, like, Kim is not in the, like, shopping for her niece. Like, that, you know, Kim is a little, she's out of mind,
exactly.
You know?
Well, Kyle's just so disgusted that people think that she's shoplifted. It was like, oh, no, we're not poor. She's not poor. It's not that we don't have money. It's that she's a crazy addict. But it's not that we don't have money. She didn't shoplift. She's just crazy.
Like, it was like, let's focus on what's important.
Well, she tried to shut them down and say, you don't know the whole story. And it's like, it's pretty cut and
dry. You don't know the whole story either, Kyle, because you guys ain't speaking.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, it's pretty cut and dry that she was shoplifting. Like,
Yeah, I mean, the security image was on TMZ, is how Kyle alleged she found out. Mm-hmm. Right. Do you believe that?
Absolutely not. Kyle is not the first person to read TMZ in the morning. One of her millions of other friends or followers or whoever else most certainly would have texted her, tweeted her something that this had happened. There's no way that she opened up TMZ and read this, but it's more victim mentality, more, oh, look what my sister's addiction is doing to me. Ugh. I had to read it on TMZ, guys.
I love this. I miss this. I do.
Maybe I'm getting all wound up. No,
it's warm in here, right?
I mean, I don't know. With Kyle, I do feel for her. I mean, she's got to deal with it. She does. According to LVP, she takes it on herself, and she needs to put on the oxygen mask first. And you know, it's just
analogy.
Oh, no.
Really was. And so Lisa couldn't shut up about that Kim is not sane. She's putting that out in the ether and hoping that catches on. She's like, you can't tell me that a sane person would go do that. Mm-hmm. So she's trying to accuse Kim of more than alcoholism. Mm-hmm. And then she brings up, was she mixing medications to Kyle at the poolside, right? That's when that conversation happened. Or no, was it on the phone?
I don't remember hearing that.
She said, was she mixing it with any medication? I thought, and then she said, oh, Portia's here. I can't talk about it anymore.
Okay.
Was it that at that moment?
I thought you meant Lisa Rinna for some reason.
Sorry. Talking about LVP. Yeah.
Oh.
Well, for the first time that I've ever seen when Kyle said, all right, like, you know, I don't really want to talk about this, LVP kind of shut up about it. I'm kind of surprised.
And she really was crying. I mean, those were legitimate.
Really
she
crying.
Sounded like she was really crying and upset. I really felt for her.
Me
because
too.
Because just as a, no matter what your sibling does, I feel like you just automatically are defensive of them, that she's just going to be automatically defensive and be like, don't talk about her. But at the same time, why is Kyle, like it occurs to me all of a sudden, why is she even on this show? She doesn't need the money. She's already famous. She already has her show. Your sister's life is at stake. She's probably going to watch it, or if, you know, hasn't already been sent the DVD. And is going to be mortified that they're talking about her. And God forbid, who knows what she's going to do. Let's hope nothing. Let's hope she stays away from, you know. I just feel for all of them, and I don't understand why Kyle's on the show.
Exactly. Bingo.
If you
hit the nail right on the head, girl.
If you have to quit your job that you love with all the fame and everything that comes with it to save your sibling's life, wouldn't anyone do that?
Yeah.
Right, because that is all she's getting out of it, is the fame. They have money. She was an actress back in the day. Like, it's just for Kyle Richards to be on TV and be Kyle Richards. She doesn't care about anyone else.
Yeah. I normally defend Kyle, and I feel for her in this whenever it involves Kim. And I like her. I do. But yes. It's all for fame, and it makes your sister's life is at stake. Is it worth it?
And apparently, it's put a strain on her relationship with my girl Kathy Hilton.
Yeah.
Apparently, with them, she's like not happy about the oversharing on the show. And I mean, at this point, we're like 6 seasons deep, so it's like, but it's still a problem between them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So. Mm-hmm. And Kyle continues to say, like, "Well, I didn't want to talk about that on camera," or "Oh, they're mad," or "I don't want to talk about this now," or like, "Oh, they weren't supposed to bring it up." She's the one talking about it on camera, and again, just like LVP, you've both signed up to have your lives play out on camera. Right. If you don't want to do that, then don't be on the show.
Exactly.
It can't be all trips around the world, Kyle.
Right, like the happy
family. It's not the Travel Channel.
Happy family life is not a storyline. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
Wow.
She did seem like not that happy about doing the show this year when we saw her on the red carpet. She just was like, oh, I just hate seeing the family stuff. I really wish we didn't have to relive watching what happened last season too. You know, the reruns come on and it's so bad. You relive it. And I'm like,
but she couldn't say no.
So with you guys, I'm wondering what the hell she's still doing on the show.
Yeah. What are their contracts like? They're year to year. It's not like she has a multi-year contract,
Some of them are a couple seasons, like...
What do you think she
Someone
has?
Was on a couple.
Well, actually,
was it that fool?
Kyle directly addressed that in an interview earlier this week, and we could talk about that in news and gossip.
Oh,
okay, let's go there. Then.
Ready? If you guys don't mind, I just took it there. So what I was saying, and what I'm talking about, is that Kyle had an exclusive interview with People, and her answer to remember Rick Hilton said. She told us that she was going to quit the show. Kyle's explanation of that was, well, we've all quit many times, and until the show is picked up for another season, no decisions are made. She has said that every single season.
She
tries to make it sound like it's not up to her. She's not choosing whether to be on it or not. Oh, it's up to the show, and if they pick it up, and we don't even know yet, and I don't even know if they'll ask me. It's like, it's a cop-out, and it's more lies. So that's the explanation.
Those are the lies that you were referring to earlier.
The lies that I was angry about earlier.
Yeah. Yes.
She also said, I'm sorry, now I got myself all wound up.
I love it.
Kyle was your hot button. Who knew?
I know, right? Oh, and yeah, and just regarding the wedding, she was saying again, I really did not want those things in the show. Yet she asked Lisa Vanderpump to bring her a dress and invited her along and the whole big thing. So it's just like, Kyle, then stop. Like, stop. Just stop.
Yeah.
Do you guys have an opinion?
Yeah, well, turn the phone off speakerphone if you don't want it taped then.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if it's a private moment, don't be, I mean, whatever.
And
it's like the same thing.
Didn't she say in her interviews it got resolved because Nikki got involved? Like, she explained in an interview. Don't talk about it in the interview.
Oh, yeah,
it's
one
thing if, like, you know, cameras are following her around in her everyday life and it comes up, but... If you don't want it on the show, don't talk about it in your interview.
Right.
She did, right?
Yeah, she totally
she did.
Well, that just got all my stories right out of order. But
very
let's go back to Kim.
Okay.
Because everyone is very concerned right now. She's been sober for 60 days, free of alcohol and drugs. However, her ex-husband, Monty Brinson, is not doing well. We know he has been dealing with stage 4 lung cancer. He has brain tumors. And by all reports, he is near the end of his cancer battle. So her family and friends are very worried that if he passes, that she may relapse.
Right.
And that's something we'll definitely keep you all posted on.
Mm-hmm.
Kim, however, did spend New Year's Eve with a familiar face. Miss Brandy Glanville.
Natch.
Right? That's right. So those two old ladies went out to dinner at Fleming's for a big NYE celebration and took Brandy's kids with her. And her son Jake was actually Kim's midnight kiss.
On
New Year's Eve. Yeah. There was a cute Instagram photo that Brandy posted of Kim giving Jake a kiss.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought Brandy made out with Jake at midnight. I got confused. Okay.
Okay, I worded that poorly. Okay. I apologize.
No, Kim just
gave Jake a little kiss on the cheek just
Kim.
To be cute.
Okay.
It's on
Instagram.
Okay. Good.
And Brandy is still yapping her trap. She was talking about Lisa Vanderpump last week. This week, she said she's mad at all of the ladies, blasting them for doubting Yolanda's Lyme disease. And she also said about Yolanda, I am the closest to her. I always have been. I am her solely good friend.
Okay.
Really?
So Brandy trying to talk like she's Yolanda's BFF and that none of the other ladies care.
Well, when you talked to her on the carpet, she said she... only talks to Yolanda
and
Kim, so they're still talking.
Yeah. See, I hate to see Brandy fall in the line of, like, the Gretchen Rossi of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, where it's kind of like all this commenting from the computer on the sidelines and not being involved. You know, I don't like that, because Brandy was at the center of the show, I mean, from the crutches to the very end, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, so I wish that she could play. Of course, we know we're going to see her, but I want to be able to see, you know, it'd be okay if she, like, popped into a lunch every once in a while, because... I'm not done with her yet.
Well, but I don't think that that'll last past this season. Gretchen has kept herself in the media with a lot of the things she does, with her handbags and her makeup and writing different articles for magazines like Life and Style. She has some kind of a section or something. So she's really kept herself relevant. Brandy isn't doing that at all. Every time I'm searching for news for these ladies, there's nothing new about her. No one's talking about her. No one really cares about her a whole lot anymore. And I think that she will fade into complete obscurity after this season is over. So I wouldn't be too concerned about that.
I wonder how the wine sales are doing.
And she's
oh, yeah, what's it called? Dirty Blonde or
Unfiltered Blonde?
Yeah, Unfiltered Blonde. But she also is going to be on that show on E! Famously Single. So she's going to be returning to reality TV, and that comes out this month on E! So, I mean...
E?
Yeah.
E! Come on. She belongs more on, like, a... I don't even want to say.
Oxygen or...
All the new thing... Not the new thing, but a lot of these reality stars are now all doing these, like family therapy, marriage boot camp, like all these things. Now the relationship therapy. I wonder how long they can run that train of like people, like, you know, figuring out with a coach and all that. Did you ever look at that marriage boot camp reality stars with Honey
No,
Boo
Boo's
parents?
Your grandmother's reaction.
No.
A mess.
But that's what they're doing now with shows is taking the ones that they've put just regular people on and making them for stars. Like, you know, Kim is doing a show with Kimberly, and I was saying last week, I bet you it's that Fix My Mom show, and now they've made it Fix My Mom reality stars, just like they did with Marriage Boot Camp.
See, I was going somewhere with that. Yes.
All right. I just drove you there.
Thank you. Let's look forward and predict what's coming up in the Hamptons.
And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
Well, this last episode, hardly any of it took place in Beverly Hills. No. It was all everywhere else, really. But, you know, it looks
Hamptons
that way for the
Ohio.
Next week. Yeah. Yeah, in Pennsylvania.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so it looks that way in the coming week that we're going to be in the Hamptons. We're seeing Bethany Frankel, and I predict that Erica is going to start a feud with Rinna. That's my prediction.
With Rinna. Okay. I think that Bethany is going to be so Bethany, and Erica's going to not be having it. I love Bethany. I always defend her about everything. But I love Erica, so I'll have to see how I feel about this next week.
I love Bethany, too, but sometimes she needs to be taken down a notch, and I think Erica's just the girl to do it.
Perfect.
Ooh. Well, I fear that there may be some Erica backlash next week. I've seen a few little clips of what she does as Erica Jane. I'm going to go and watch full video, so I'm prepared for next week. But I think that when America sees what she does and the other housewives see what she does, they're going to be a little shocked. And I think maybe there might just be a few people that turn around on her and the Erica love train may come to a halt. I'll still be on it. I'll be probably conducting it all season. But yeah, I'm concerned. I'm concerned for Erica next week.
I'm going to make a comment in advance because Lisa Rinna was one of them. But isn't she the one who said last season she loves porn? So it can
she totally
did.
Who doesn't? Did she say doesn't watch porn?
Lisa,
I don't watch porn, Rinna.
Rinna,
that's who doesn't.
Rinna, you say a lot of things on this show. Give away too much information.
Remember.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I hope it's not going to be like a bunch of like pearl clutching when they see Erica's videos. Oh my goodness. Oh, she's got cleavage. Oh,
like a 40-something-year-old Miley Cyrus. Like, oh, God.
I mean, you know, people will come on like all different shades, girls. I mean, none of you are that pious.
Well,
let's be real.
Here's the thing. Like, she has a real Hollywood job. She's not just a housewife sitting around living off her husband's money. Like, she has a real Hollywood job. She just has a lot of money and lives in a nice neighborhood, too. They can't handle it. It's like, cannot compute. What is work? Can't.
But Kyle owns Kyle Myelin, too. Isn't she working?
I'm so effing sick of LVP being like, I work so hard. So lovely to be pampered once in a while.
Oh, you know what must be coming up next week? That pop-up store. Speaking of that foolish boutique.
Oh, in the Hamptons.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I almost spit my water out when you said foolish.
Oh, Lord. Oh, there's so much that I want to get into with that. Mm-hmm. We're all back. I'm so excited that we're all here to talk about the rest of the season. It's going to get good. One other quick question. Do any of you or any of you listening, do you watch The Real Housewives of Cheshire? I'm just curious.
No. Is that like, what kind of a neighborhood in London is that?
It's a very high, it's such a goofy show. It comes on noon on Bravo. And if you watch it, tweet me because I am dying to talk to anyone that watches this show because it's so over the top. I mean, it's like, it's almost like, you know, do you ever watch like The Real Housewives of Disney on SNL, like a spoof?
Yeah.
It's like a spoof on The Real Housewives or The Hot Wives. Yeah, it's almost like
that. It's so bad they couldn't air it at prime time.
It's noon on a Saturday on Bravo, oh, kids. But I am watching, I made my whole family watch. I went home for the holidays and now they're all addicted. So
oh, we're going to have to make that one up too.
I was checking up on your snaps all the time. You were like forcing everybody to watch the Bravo all day, every day.
Oh, man.
Is that why my family doesn't let me come home?
Well, it used to be The View. I used to make them, they had to sit through The View. I could torture them. But now they're really getting into these shows I'm making, which we watch that Untying the Knot, that New York workout, whatever. Mm-hmm. Not too into that show, but. You know, I mean, I just need a job over there because I'm promoting all these shows. This is ridiculous.
Bravo,
this is really ridiculous.
Bringing families together.
Seriously. Anyway, enough about that. Ladies, where can we find you online so we can talk more about these ladies?
Well, you guys can all keep up with me at Christy Reports on Twitter and Instagram. And please also check out ChristyReports.com and subscribe to my YouTube channel. There is some juicy new Bravo exclusives, and I have some other fun stuff coming later this week.
Oh, what a newsmaker. You guys can find me on Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. It's all at Megan Stecher. It's MEGANSTECHER. And you guys can also check out my very first spotlight on I did today here at AfterBuzz TV with the hottie pastor who married Kim and Kanye. He is now the star of his own reality show on Oxygen, Rich in Faith. So you guys can check that out on AfterBuzz's YouTube page or on iTunes, of course.
Can't wait. This is Fern Ronay. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Fern Ronay, R-O-N-A-Y. And I have a book coming out in April, the story of a single 29-year-old Manhattan lawyer who's guided in her dreams by her dead Italian grandparents. It's called Better in the Morning. Follow me for release information.
Yay.
Yes, and you guys can follow me over on Twitter and Instagram at Grants_Rants. And please check me out of my podcast, Grants Rants Hollywood Talk. A new episode is coming up later this week, and it's featuring my grandmother's, who we're talking about.
Yay!
We're talking about Yolanda, Beverly Hills Housewives, Kim's Lifetime Show, and this video rants as well on YouTube, Grants Rants. For June Flory on YouTube. That'll do it for us, the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Adios.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, diva!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.